left off yesterday the question that the Rishonim raised concerning Birkas HaTorah. If a person recites Birkas HaTorah in the morning and they learn a little bit, and then they take a break, they go to work, they go to school, and then they want to come back and learn later in the day or later in the evening, would they have to recite another Birkas HaTorah? So we assume that the answer is no. We assume that unlike other mitzvahs where a person really stops and there's a significant interruption, Talmud Torah is such a mitzvah that there really, hopefully there shouldn't be, any real interruption. And even if a person is not quite formally learning right now, it's still considered to be that his mind is always eventually going back to his learning, and therefore one would not recite a new Birkas HaTorah. Is there anything that can happen during the course of the day that could change that? So there is a machlokas in the Rishonim that what if a person goes to sleep in the middle of the day? So a person takes a nice nap in the afternoon. So one could argue, well, that's for sure considered to be an interruption. A person's not learning when he's sleeping. So maybe one would be required to recite a new Birkas HaTorah. And others say no, but even that doesn't qualify as a hefsek. As long as it's still the same day, one wouldn't have to recite another Birkas HaTorah. Even though there are many opinions that maintain that one would recite a new Birkas HaTorah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes that what seems to be the common custom today is not to do that. That if a person took a nap, even though it may have been a very long nap, even what we, when I was a kid, we used to call it the fleishik milchik nap. You go to sleep fleishik and wake up milchik, and you're not a yeki. So that's a serious, serious nap. It doesn't matter. It's still the same day, and therefore one would not recite a new Birkas HaTorah. Perhaps if one is concerned about continuing to learn without the Birkas HaTorah, so maybe one can come up with the following suggestion. Even though we're not going to advocate necessarily to make a Birkas HaTorah, but at least if a person davens Meir of that night, if he davens Meir before night, he can salvage Birkas HaTorah for the rest of the evening based on the following. We learned the other day that Ava Rabba can double as Birkas HaTorah. The same is true for Avas Olam, the bracha that one recites before Kriyat Shema Ma'ariv, can also double as a Birkas HaTorah. So maybe it's not such a bad idea if a person took a nap during the day, that at least when he davens Ma'ariv, he should have in mind that he's fulfilling Birkas HaTorah in case he's obligated. And as soon as Ma'ariv is over, he says one of two psukim, as we said yesterday, so that would count as Birkas HaTorah. Again, it's not going to solve the entire issue, because all the time of learning before that obviously wasn't covered. But at least as a lechatchil, at least as a hiddur, maybe that would help at least mikan lahav, at least from there on. Again, the Ikra Din, we seem to follow the view of the Mishnah Berurah that the custom is not to recite a new Birkas HaTorah. What about the other way around? What if a person has not slept, but it happens to be a new day? A person was up and learning the entire night and doing other things the entire night, and now he never really had a full interruption. Would he be required to recite a new Birkas HaTorah? So it's really the reverse Shaila, because here there was no interruption. On the other hand, it's a new day. So this was also Machlokes HaRishonim. So those who maintain that one would be required to recite a new Birkas HaTorah, even though one may have been learning the entire night. So this, of course, is the famous Shaila that comes up every year on Shavuos night. Is one obligated to recite a new Birkas HaTorah in the morning if one was actually learning the entire night? So we treat this also as a doubt. It's a suffek. It is a throwback that we spoke about earlier. What do you do when you have suffek as a Birkas HaTorah? So here, really the best suggestion is to try to find somebody else to be motzi you in Birkas HaTorah, which is what most shuls try to do on Shavuos morning. There's inevitably somebody who had a good nap, whether that person's good nap took place in his bed or whether it took place during the shiurim, whatever the case may be. If a person took a really, really good sleep on Shavuos night, so he should really say Birkas HaTorah to be motzi everybody else. What if you don't have anybody available? So maybe here it's not such a terrible idea to rely on Ava Rabba, even Lechatchila. Since it is a question whether you can make a new Birkas HaTorah, and you're about to daven chakras anyway, so if you have in mind when you say Ava Rabba that this should also cover as Birkas HaTorah, and then right afterwards one will recite a couple of psukim, so that should be good according to all opinions. Just to conclude, just in terms of Birkas HaTorah, we've been speaking about this idea that the brach of Ava Rabba can double as Birkas HaTorah. At a first glance, it seems to be a little bit strange, because Ava Rabba doesn't really speak about, at least the conclusion of the bracha, doesn't speak about Talmud Torah per se. Really, it's Aboche v'amo Yisobi Ava or Oy v'amo Yisrael. It's really a focus more on Avas Hashem or Avas Hashem for Klal Yisrael. So what does that really have to do with Birkas HaTorah? I understand the text of Birkas HaTorah. No Seder Torah, Shekin Yishab, Yisrael, Lassim, the Vesorah, that I understand. But how does Ava Rabba really speak, get to the heart of Birkas HaTorah? So I think perhaps the answer is really a continuation of what we heard from Rabbi Twersky the other day, that the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is different from other mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is not just a mitzvah. We're not detracting from other mitzvahs, it's not just a mitzvah. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is a conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's primarily a relationship of love, with the words of the Sifrei on V'hayu Advar Me'ela She'anochi Mitzavcha Yom Alevavecha, that is the continuation of Ahavtas Hashem Lekecha. How do you love a Kaddish Baruch Hu? When you speak to, when you really love somebody, you want to spend time with them, you want to speak to them, you want to talk to them, you want to hear what they say back to you. That's the mitzvah Ava. So Talmud Torah is an expression of a love between a Kaddish Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Therefore, it's not surprising that the Nusach HaBracha of Ava Rab, of Avas Olam, is absolutely correct. It is appropriate to double as a Birchas HaTorah. It's specifically because Talmud Torah has that dimension in it of Avas Hashem. So hopefully we should try to be a little bit more careful with the bracha of Birchas HaTorah, especially this time of the year when Chazal speak about in Maseches Nedarim, how it was perhaps a little bit of a carelessness concerning the Birchas HaTorah that was one of the possible causes of the Churban itself. Again, another discussion, not for now, but at this time of the year, when we want to repair our relationship with love and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so a good place to start is by fulfilling the bracha of Birchas HaTorah in a proper way.